Denver East shooting and being not feeling safe by me, John Caldera, published March 26th, 2023. Another week, another public school shooting, this time at Denver's East High School. Watching the TV coverage, I saw angry parents berating Denver's mayor and chief of police for not protecting their children. Mothers screaming about cops not being there. I know people are hurting and are in pain, and I wish I could say this gingerly, but I can't. These parents specifically, and Denver voters generally, are acting like children having a tantrum, and they need to grow up, or our cities, and really the whole state, may never grow out of this "it isn't fair" tantrum. Let me focus in on a handmade sign I've seen in the Gazette's coverage of East High School students' rallies for gun control. For weeks, these kids have played the useful idiots. A kid is holding a sign that reads, "I want to feel safe." This is the perfect symbol for not only the gun control movement, but so much of the police, sentencing, social justice reform that has passed throughout the state and cities. Like children, adults want to feel safe. But sadly, adults don't want to be safe. Being safe requires facing some ugly, hard, and sometimes painful stuff. Emotional placebos, like taking away guns from people who are not criminals, feels safe and might soothe tantrums, but it won't help you be safe. By the way, I say this as a guy who used to support and give money to anti-gun groups. I used to throw those tantrums. I know of what I speak. Now back to East High. When he and his police chief were being verbally bludgeoned by parents for not having cops at the school, Mayor Hancock dared to utter a simple, undeniable fact. It was the Denver Public School Board that voted to remove all police, school resource officers, SROs, from their schools. Not he, not the police chief. The angry mob didn't care. They wanted to feel safe. They demanded more placebos. And, oh, they demanded his head. This term-limited mayor missed a teachable moment to end an emotional tantrum. Without a re-election to lose, imagine if "I've had enough" Hancock pointed a righteous finger at the crowd and responded, maybe this way. "Listen, you crazy people. You got what you voted for. Don't yell at me. Don't yell at the chief of police. You voted for a school board who kicked your police out of your schools. You elected Tay Anderson and his crowd. Yell at them. Better yet, look in the mirror and scream obscenities at that idiot for voting in crazed socialists who hate the police, because that person is insane. Look what you have done to this once beautiful and safe city. So grow the F up and start blaming yourself for the way you vote and take some responsibility." I found myself arguing with the TV screen. Elections have consequences. You elect a police-hating school board that kicks the cops out of schools, and then you're angry a cop isn't there when a shooter comes in. So blame the police? You elect officials who change the law so criminals don't get locked up anymore, and then you're angry when your car gets stolen? Is it mass cognitive dissonance? Developmental delay on a societal scale? Are we in a Twilight Zone episode? Colorado law mandates every child be forced into a government-run facility for 7 hours a day. It's conscription under the guise of education. If you're rich enough to send your kid to a private school or to homeschool, you can keep your kid somewhere safer. The point, if government is going to take the most precious thing in our lives, our offspring, for 7 hours a day, their first priority must be to keep them safe, not just to make them, or us, feel safe. When the lockdowns were just starting, I then wrote, locking up kids, taking them away from their peers, activities, teachers, and professionals who could see them in trouble and get them help, would end later in violence. I wasn't alone in seeing this. Why are we surprised now? I fear we are not even close to the end demanding government make us feel safe. Many, many more will die before we even start the conversation demanding that we be safe.